everyone. It's your host, Jordan, with a brand new episode of the 824 Purple and Gold podcast. Again, I'm glad and happy to be back covering the Lakers as they go on and proceed throughout the season. Very excited for today. What just transpired not too long ago, the Lakers lose their first game of the season to their so-called crosstown rivals, the LA Clippers, with the score of 116-109, again with the Los Angeles Clippers winning. A weird game. I encourage Laker fans not to get too worked up for this game, being that it was the first game of the season. It's opening night, ring night, you know, for the Lakers, especially with them getting the rings, being very excited. You know, I'm pretty sure they want to get back home to celebrate with their friends and family. But when we look at today's game against the Clippers, again, like I said, no overreactions are necessary. I told myself before the game started that I would not be surprised if the Lakers had lost. You saw the Lakers going down by as much as, 22 points in the first quarter. And then, you know, you kind of get that feeling like, okay, you know, if we lose this one, we lose this one. If we lose by 15, 20 points, you know, it's nothing. I mean, LeBron, in year 18, he's about to be 36 in about a couple of days. You look at someone like him who's only had 71 days off, you know, total in the whole offseason. Again, like I said, you look at someone like that and you don't expect him to go all out in the first game of the season. Even for someone like AD, you know, with that same short offseason, someone who was dealing with even foot issues in the finals, you can't expect someone, you know, you can't expect superstars like that to perform at the highest level. And that's exactly what happened tonight. I mean, I'm taking a look at the box score. I mean, Anthony Davis scores 18 points, takes 15 shots, 7 rebounds, only plays 31 minutes. LeBron only plays 28 minutes, scored 22 points, had 5 rebounds, 5 assists. So you can see that this is going to be a theme, you know, throughout the season. I think that, or Frank Vogel has even stated before the game with the TNT staff, that the media staff, that the Lakers mentally, they're there. They're where they should be, you know, at this point in the beginning of the season. But physically, they are not there. So he was very blunt about that, you know, not holding back anything, but just being very honest, being that this is the shortest offseason in any professional major sport history. You look at the next shortest offseason, I believe it was the NHL hockey, the National Hockey League. They had about 99 days in between seasons. So when you look at this season, it's a bit of a, you know, it's kind of a bummer that the Lakers can't have a long, well-deserved rest. But at the same time, as Laker fans, we're happy. We're the lucky ones. We're the ones that get to win as fans because we have basketball back. And I mean, what do Laker fans like more than basketball? We love to see our team play. We want to see them win. We want to see them play hard. But at the same time, we have to understand that with the current circumstances, you know, with COVID especially, there's going to be players sitting out. You know, it's bound to happen. You know, some players, even on the Lakers, are bound to get COVID. They're going to have to quarantine. But that's why I'm so glad of what the Lakers did this past offseason, in that we became a really deep team. Now I know that, you know, it didn't show really tonight. It did in, you know, Schroeder's play, Harrell's play, but not so much with Wesley Matthews, who I thought was a great pickup in 11 minutes, scored 0 points, shot 0 for 2. Didn't play that great of defense either on Kawhi Leonard like he did last season, which I expected him to do. But like I said, these are new faces on a new team. It's going to take time to, you know, especially with the short offseason, it's going to take time for them to come together, gel up some chemistry, and get things rolling. I actually looking forward to this Christmas game against the Mavericks, their second game on the schedule. I actually look forward to them turning it up a little bit, showing out for the fans because, we did lose the first game of the season. But going back to the game, like I said, like you look at LeBron and AD's numbers, again, they weren't too spectacular. LeBron had some, he missed some duds here and there, had some missed layups. But you're going to see this LeBron probably up until February or March, probably up until the time when it's, wrap up time for the, like right before the playoffs. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers weren't even the number one seed. If they're anywhere from between 1 and 4, that's where I expect them to be. Anything below that, I believe it's an underachievement. But all the Lakers and LeBron especially cares about is just getting to the last dance, getting to the playoffs, and that's where they do damage. That is where legacies are built. Now, when you look at this game, especially I know Clipper fans are going to be super ecstatic, especially fans of Paul George. I've already seen some tweets out there that Paul George, he really deserved this game. Like, yeah, he played his butt off. Like, he plays his butt off every regular season. He was an MVP. He was top three or top four MVP in MVP voting 2 years ago. So not even 2 years removed from being in the MVP conversation. So when you look at Paul George in the regular season, like, this is how I expect him to play. I'm not surprised. He had a really great shooting night tonight. He was hitting his jump shots. Kawhi Leonard, he was hitting his shots. Paul George played 36 minutes. Kawhi Leonard played 34 minutes. Kawhi took 26 shots. Paul George took 18. Very efficient. Paul George, 13 of 18 shots. Very efficient. Kawhi, 10 of 26, not so much. But still scored 26 points. Paul George, 33 points. So the Clippers played like how superstars play in the regular season. That is how you expect your superstars to play in the regular season, but that's what we already expect of them. But now when we look into the playoffs, you look at the meltdown that the Clippers had last postseason against the Denver Nuggets. I mean, you kind of saw that a little bit tonight. Like, the Clippers had a 22-point lead and then let the Lakers, with their bench players, crawl back in. They creeped back in. The Lakers couldn't really, they tied the game a couple of times. Every time they tied the game, they started missing all their shots. They just couldn't get over the hump. But again, like I said, that what contributes into that is, the lack of on-court chemistry. Pretty sure everything is good off the court, but the lack of on-court continuity, chemistry, familiarity, these are things that, are built throughout the regular season. They are not there at the first game of the season. You look at last season, the Lakers lost to the Clippers team on the first game of the season. So don't look too much into this game. Don't read too much into it. I already can foresee some sports analysts and, people on social media going, saying, oh, Clippers run LA. Kawhi and Paul George, better tandem than LeBron and AD, but just show us in the playoffs. The Lakers did it in the playoffs when it really mattered, under the circumstances that were presented to them, and they came home with the chip, and that's why you had the ring ceremony tonight. That's what you work for. That is the reason why you play through the season and you get to the postseason. You earn that spot in the playoffs, and then you dance from there. And last postseason, the Clippers weren't able to do it. Lakers were waiting for them in the Western Conference Finals. And they didn't get that matchup with the Clippers. But hey, that's for another video at another time. I don't want to get too much into that. But back to the game. Like I said, going in that first quarter, the Lakers, looked flat. They didn't have the energy. In the second quarter, they turned it up. Now, what I really like to see is the tandem between Dennis Schroeder, Dennis the Menace, right? And Montrezl Harrell. Now, this is why, looking back into maybe a few weeks ago, a month ago, when the Lakers signed Schroeder, traded for him rather, he said that it was agreed upon. I don't know if it's 100% true, but he said it was agreed upon that he would be in the starting lineup, and that was a part of him, coming here to the Lakers. Now, what's best for the team and what he needs to realize, and I will say it and I will not back down, is that he needs to realize that, you know, he needs to come off the bench with Montrezl Harrell, and they need to do damage against other team second units. And I believe that that will go really well for the Lakers. That will go, I can't even, like, it will be, because I believe that Schroeder, he's a younger, faster Lou Williams, in my opinion. That's my opinion. You can crucify me for that, but Schroeder, the way he was playing tonight, you can see he's fast. He has a great handle, and he can shoot the three ball. Him coming off the bench with Montrezl Harrell against opposing second units, that is what I would love to see. That's what I want to see. And I would rather see actually a Wesley Matthews who's used to playing as a starter. He doesn't have to play all the minutes. Schroeder and Montrez can get the bulk of the minutes, but I would love to see Wesley Matthews in the starting lineup with LeBron as an additional shooter, you know, a spot-up shooter, as to where Dennis Schroeder, he needs the ball in his hands to succeed. And that is not going to, you know, that's not going to, his chances of succeeding with LeBron in the lineup are not that much greater, as to where him and Montrez are coming off the bench and they're running the show. Now, I also understand why they start Schroeder. One, because of, you know, his whatever agreement that he had with the team, but because he takes, you know, some of the load off LeBron. Last year, LeBron was the sole point guard other than Rondo coming off the bench, but LeBron was controlling things for the first unit, for the starters. Every time he was on the floor, he was controlling the tempo, he was handling the ball, and therefore you had LeBron leading the league in assists. Now, like I said, he's going to be turning 36 in about a couple of days, you know, so he's getting older. He needs some of that load taken off of him. And that's why I do understand why Dennis Schroeder is coming off the bench. But what I would really want to see, and what I would wish, is that they would either start Wesley Matthews for that additional shooter or start Talen Horton Tucker. Yes, I said Talen Horton Tucker, THT. I would not mind him starting, actually. The way he played in the preseason, I didn't record any episodes about the preseason, but the way he played in the preseason, he has shown me enough. He has shown me enough to where I can trust him in the starting lineup, playing alongside LeBron and AD. Of course, there's gonna be some bumpy roads there. You know, him being only a second year player, being just 20 years old, he still has a lot to learn. But I feel, and I again, like I said, this is my opinion, that if you have THT in the starting lineup, he can still take that load, that ball handling load off of LeBron, and, you know, succeed here and there and find his spots. You know, LeBron will help him vastly in that, I feel. And that's where I think that THT can get his minutes, is if he's put in the starting lineup. It's really hard, you know, to decide. I think Coach Vogel has a really good problem on his hands, because this team is so much more deeper than last season. Last season, I mean, we had Avery Bradley and KCP start. There were our two starting guards. Avery Bradley. No. Actually, no. It wasn't Avery Bradley. It wasn't KCP who started. KCP started when Avery Bradley wasn't playing in the bubble, which was, I mean, that was great. KCP played great. He was a key piece for us in the playoffs. But yes, we had Avery Bradley, you know, KCP, another main guard, Caruso, Rajon Rondo, who was very terrible in the regular season, but amazing in the playoffs, which I'm thankful for. Who else? What other guards did we have? THT was just a rookie. But really, we didn't have that much guard depth. We didn't have, I mean, the only other ball handler, primary ball handler that we had was Rondo. Now this season, we have, of course, LeBron is our primary. But when you look at guards who could ball handle, you have Dennis Schroeder, you have Talen Horton Tucker. And Caruso, I mean, I'm not gonna say he's a great ball handler, but he has his moments here and there. I will talk about Caruso in a minute though. But when you look at our guard depth, it's gonna, of course, it's gonna already take the ball handling load off of LeBron. You're gonna see LeBron James averaging less assists this season, I believe. You're gonna see him playing much less minutes. Up until like the February March time when they're ramping up for the playoffs. But yeah, this season's totally different in regards to our guard depth. We have much more guard depth. We have more dynamic guard play with Dennis Schroder and the emergence of Talen Horton-Tucker, THT for short. And that is a good problem that Vogel has because now he has to find out how to play all these guys. You know, we had to go like 11 guys deep. I didn't even mention Quinn Cook. Quinn Cook, which is a great bench piece. He's not gonna he's he doesn't play great defense, you know, so that's why Vogel doesn't really want to play him as much. He's a liability on that end. But when you look at Schroeder, he's a pretty decent defender. You know, he's pretty long, pretty feisty. He gets up in you, like reminds me of an Avery Bradley. Which I think is actually Avery is a better perimeter defender. But at the end of the day, you know, at least Dennis is not a liability on that end. Now getting into Alex Caruso. Let me look at the box score. Alex Caruso had a very weird game. He shot 1 for 5, only had 3 points. He was +3 and a plus minus. Earlier in the game, I believe he had a +9, and then, you know, we sort of kind of fell apart at the end there in the game, at the end of the game. But Caruso, I love Caruso. I love the defense that he plays. I see that he only played 17 minutes. I mean, this guy, he started for us in the last game of the finals. Vogel had that much trust in him. So this is where you can kind of see the problem that Vogel has at his on his hands right now as to how to distribute these guard minutes. Because we have great guards. We have great guards for, you know, two-way guards, defensive guards, offensive guards. We're really deep. We're really deep in that position. And like last season. But yeah, Caruso had a weird game. He shot 1 for 4 from 3. His shot just wasn't falling tonight. It's again, you can't really just look, you can't look too much into it. I mean, like I said in the beginning of this podcast, in the beginning of the episode, you can't read too much, you can't look too much into today's game because it's opening night, because the Lakers are still figuring things out. You know, the new players are the new faces that we have, they're still learning, you know, so you can't put too much into it. You can't really put too much into it. So Alex Caruso, I give you a pass, but don't shoot bad next time. be that player that, you know, as when you come in the game, when we have a lead, we're gonna keep the lead. If we're down, we're gonna take the lead. That's the type of player that you want on your team. Alex Caruso does all the little things. He hustles. He gets the 50-50 balls and. That just wasn't happening tonight, especially with the 50-50 balls. Let me take a look at the box score. So we out rebounded them, but they had more. We had 11 offensive rebounds as opposed to we had 8. So there was a possession where Patrick Beverley, the shortest guy on the court, where he was getting these loose balls, he was getting these 50-50 rebounds. And it just looked like the Lakers weren't in it tonight. But that's sort of like the summary of this game. The Lakers didn't look too interested, for lack of better words. They didn't look too interested in really going hard for tonight's game. It looked more like the Clippers were motivated, you know, from watching their crosstown rival, you know, receive their rings as you know, deservingly so because they are the champions. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard played like their this game, their lives were on the line. That's how they played. And looking at the Clippers, I'm not saying that they're a bad team. I'm not saying that they're not a contender. They are absolutely a contender. I actually think a lot of people are sleeping on them. I love the addition of Serge Ibaka. I didn't like them losing Montrez. Of course, I love the Lakers getting Montrez from them. I believe a lot of Clipper fans are hyping up Luke Kennard. I mean, I didn't really see what was special about him tonight. I just didn't see it. But yeah, when you look at, you know, the Clippers roster, again, I'm not going to sleep on them. I do see them as a top four team in the Western Conference. So I do expect them to most likely be seeing the Lakers in the playoffs, whether that's in the second round or in the Western Conference Finals. If the Clippers play like it is in the like they do in the regular season in the playoffs, I need to see Paul George put up 33, shooting 13 of 18 in the playoffs for the Clippers. He's been too consistent in having these playoff meltdowns. But again, I digress. I digress. But yeah, again, just the overall summary of tonight's game. I mean, the Lakers just didn't look interested. LeBron, blowing easy layups, and he had a hot streak there for a little bit, shooting threes. Anthony Davis, you could tell he didn't go too hard. I mean, he was shooting jumpers. He wasn't attacking like you saw him last postseason, you know, in the playoffs. So, I mean, again, like I said, don't look too much into it. We'll be fine. Next game up, Christmas Day, I believe, against the Dallas Mavericks. That will be a fun one. That's going to be a really good game. I'm really excited to see Luka and LeBron match up. I actually think that LeBron will get up more for that game than he did for tonight. he will play harder, I believe, against the Dallas Mavericks, being that he looks at Luka like he's looking in the mirror. He sees himself in Luka Doncic, you know, as another player who loves to distribute and make his teammates better. And it's Christmas Day, you know, so you already know the superstars, when they play on Christmas Day, they show up. Not so much on opening night, but when it's Christmas Day, you know, despite the fact that, you know, we had the short off season, I still expect LeBron to show out a little bit, and Anthony Davis as well, to shut down Luka Doncic, a projected candidate for MVP. He is most definitely an MVP candidate, and Yeah, he's one of my favorite players to watch. He is most definitely one of my favorite players in today's NBA. So yeah, looking forward to that game. Again, as always, I hope the Lakers take the W. Would not be surprised if we lost, just because we're going through a new transition, new players. So it's going to take some time to build that chemistry, you know, with the short off season. But nonetheless, this has been your host, Jordan, with the 824 Purple and Gold podcast. I thank you all for listening. I will continue putting out these episodes for most of the games that the Lakers play. Not so much for that Wednesday night game against the Charlotte Hornets, maybe. but yeah, this has been, again, your host, Jordan, with the 824 Purple and Gold podcast. Again, like I said, I thank you all for listening. And I hope you will all continue to be with me on this journey for the 2020 and 2021 NBA season with our beloved Lakers. You guys have a good night.